This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a patient by the name of Luis Alfonso Perez. Date of birth is March 31st, 1980. Case ID number 3102025. Date of examination, April 14th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Elvin Garcia. Dated 12/6/2021. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant has had one vaccine of COVID-19 in 2022. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fibromyalgia / degenerative disc disease / cervicalgia / myalgia / bilateral shoulder pain / and pain in the joints, gastritis, major depressive disorder, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a welder for 18 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, fibromyalgia / degenerative disc disease / cervicalgia / myalgia / bilateral shoulder pain / and pain in the joints. The claimant states that in 2019 he started having pain all over his body, but mainly in his shoulder area and neck area. He was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and states that x-rays and other tests were performed by Dr. Elvin Garcia to confirm the diagnosis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, but has been given 6 steroid injections for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He denies any swelling or warmth. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 20 minutes, climb 3 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, but only lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Elvin Garcia and Dr. Ali Navik. He is presently taking baclofen 20 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, Celebrex 200 milligrams BID for his condition of pain, which he states gives him no relief. The claimant says he does minor physical activity, but nothing else at this time. Allegation number two, gastritis. The claimant states that in 2002, he was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease and gastritis. He states that the character of the pain is a heartburn pain that radiates up to his throat area and is located basically in the epigastric area of his stomach. The claimant states if he does not take his medication, he can have gastritis for up to 4 hours, and he has this problem every day. The other associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, weakness, but no weight loss. He denies any diarrhea, constipation, balena, or hematemesis. He is food intolerant to spicy, greasy foods and also to certain meats. He was diagnosed with gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease and has been taking omeprazole 40 milligrams QD, which he states does relieve his symptoms. Allegation number 3, major depressive disorder. The claimant states that in 2019, because of his condition, he started to have symptoms of sadness, uselessness, decreased appetite, insomnia, anxiety, and suicidal ideation. He states he worries constantly about all his bills. He is presently taking duloxetine 20 milligrams POQD and states that this medication has calmed his nerves a little bit and that his condition is a little better at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having frontal headaches, which he had been having approximately a year prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. The claimant also denies any chest pain or severe shortness of breath. He was started on amlodipine bisalate 10 milligrams, 1 tablet POQD, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams POQD, losartan potassium, 100 milligrams POQD for his hypertension. His blood pressure at this visit was 149 over 108 mmHg, and second reading was 146 over 99 mmHg. His blood pressure is borderline high at this time. He also denies any blurred vision with his condition. Family history. The father died at the age of 68 of cancer of the throat. His mother is alive and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. She is presently 82 years old. Medications. Omeprazole 40 milligrams POQD, baclofen 20 milligrams BID, amlodipine bisalate 10 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams POQD, losartan potassium 100 milligrams POQD, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, Celebrex 200 milligrams BID, duloxetine hydrochloride 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, major depressive disorder, gastritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, bilateral shoulder pain secondary to impingement syndrome, history of degenerative disc disease, cervicalgia, major surgeries, none. social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that he'll drink one or two beers socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 173 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 149/108 mmHg. A second reading was taken, 146/99 mmHg. Pulse was 101, respiration 16. BMI is 29. The claimant was notified of his high blood pressure and to follow up with his physician, but to take his medications first. General, this is a 42-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to his to my office for a disability examination with his wife. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. The claimant is totally blind in the left eye, secondary to a congenital birth defect. Confrontational visual fields were mildly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/15. OS uncorrected is 20/200, secondary to a congenital birth defect. Binocular uncorrected is 20/15. The claimant wears no glasses at this time and is able to see mainly with his right eye. And confrontational visual fields appear to be grossly normal except for mild decrease on the left side. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The second paragraph. There is normal range of motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for a slightly decreased range of motion of the both shoulders for abduction and forward elevation or flexion. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, dash, no acute finding, period, mild lumbar spondylosis. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for fibromyalgia, which was confirmed with medical records. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but mild fatigue. The claimant has mild limitations in his visual fields and in his vision, secondary to a congenital problem with his left eye. However, the claimant is able to function well with his right eye and was a welder for 18 years. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild fibromyalgia and osteoarthritis. Probable diagnosis is fibromyalgia / degenerative disc disease / cervicalgia / myalgia / bilateral shoulder pain / and pain in the joints - confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant does appear to have a mild case of fibromyalgia and spondylosis. However, appears to be able to function fairly well. Number two, gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease. Dash being treated at this time, appears to be stable with medications. Number three, major depressive disorder. Dash being treated at this time, appears to be responding well to the medication. Number four, hypertension. Dash confirmed with physical examination, being treated at this time. The claimant does have a borderline high blood pressure reading, and his blood pressure medication regimen may need to be adjusted. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luis Alfonso Perez.